Welcome to WDOT News. I'm Danny, and now with World News, here's Rosen.
Tucker Carlson has flown to Moscow. Many people believe that he may interview Russian President Vladimir Putin. This would make him the first Western journalist to interview him since the beginning of the Ukraine war. When asked about this, he claimed we'll see. However, the Russian Kremlin has neither confirmed nor denied the news. In El Salvador, the presidential voting count began after polls closed on Sunday. The self-proclaimed world's coolest dictator and current president, Nayib Bukele, will most likely win re-election. He significantly helped stop gangs and reduced extremely high murder rates. Some groups have criticized him for only jailing citizens, however others have claimed that they're happy their children could go out and be safe. He admits that they did in relation to whether or not police have made mistakes, but he claims the judicial system has helped thousands of innocent people go free. The U.S. Secretary of State has come to the Middle East in order to work on topics related to the Israel-Hamas war. One of his goals is to try to foster a deal between Israel and Hamas to stop the fighting and have hostages be released. However, it's difficult to know when this will happen. Another goal is to stop a gigantic regional conflict from beginning. He's additionally attempting to sort out U.S. humanitarian aid as well as improving relationships between Israel and Saudi Arabia. And now with U.S. News, Southern.
Thank you, X. A severe thunderstorm began moving through California as of Sunday. 38 million people are covered by flood alerts due to a weather system. The National Weather Service said it could be potentially historic. Los Angeles is also reporting 4,000 powerless homes and businesses. Evacuations for parts of Santa Barbara and Ventura counties on Sunday were put into place in precaution to the storm. On Sunday alone, 9.94 inches of rain were recorded near the University of California. 3 to 5 more inches of rain are anticipated heading into Wednesday. I wish California the best of luck this week. I'm praying for those caught in floods. Now with local news is Burgess. Take it away, Aaron.
In Manhasset, New York, a Macy's store was robbed on a Saturday afternoon. The robber's name is William Peek, who is allegedly homeless. William Peek was already in the police system as he has committed other crimes before. Mr. Peek entered Macy's at around 3 p.m. The officer caught Mr. Peek red-handed as he stole a pair of valuable sunglasses and put it in his front pocket. The officer approached the robber when the fight broke out, which caused the officer to break his right leg. As the fight kept going, Mr. Peek threw the sunglasses on the floor, which ruined them. The officer attempted to run, but was caught and arrested in the nearby parking lot. In addition, three men from New Jersey attempted to rob two homes. Police say the robbers were driving a blue BMW sedan. It was already in the morning when the police encountered the robbers. A police officer ran into the sedan, which caused the robbers to get out of the car and try to escape. Not long after, the officers cornered the trio and ended up arresting the thieves. The officers were brought to court, where they faced two charges and justice was served. And now here's Business with Adler.
The stock market has some interesting movement lately. The Dow fell 400 points and McDonald's stock slid due to conflict in the Middle East. Peloton shares dropped 24% as a result of CEO Barry McCarthy's struggles, even though predictions are expecting some growth this quarter. Other news includes Carvana, a car buying company. Amid bankruptcy concerns, they have restructured to cut costs in order for growth. Sports car company Ferrari finished above predictions with a record year. Lululemon has launched their first men's shoe line. Other shoe news includes Adidas, who has not dropped their last Yeezy line. Sherry Redstone, president of CBS Entertainment, is just struggling to sell Paramount because of her need to get rid of it now. Walmart has announced a 3-to-1 split in their shares as they are just below an all-time high. Furthermore, Walmart has announced plans to add more than 150 large format stores across the country. Now, sports with Danny.
With the NBA trade deadline on the horizon, many teams are looking to go over the horizon to pursue their... The Lakers and the Knicks are teams that have been linked to be buying at the deadline. There are among other teams that are also looking to acquire talent at the deadline. Some names that are floating around include DeJounte Murray, D'Angelo Russell, Malcolm Brogdon, Alec Burks, Bruce Brown, and the biggest one, Trae Young, and many others. People with inside knowledge say that the Knicks will try to acquire Malcolm Brogdon, Alec Burks, Bruce Brown, or DeJounte Murray. But there were many other teams that are looking to acquire them. Speaking of acquiring, MLB fans are now acquiring the satisfaction of knowing that the MLB is back. After what feels like forever, there will finally be baseball games playing this month. Spring training starts on February 24th. There are going to be many highly anticipated debuts, such as Soto on the Yankees and Ohtani and Yamamoto on the Dodgers. Along with that, we will see if top prospects make the majors. Will we see Jackson Holiday? Maybe Wyatt Langford? There's a new game being played during spring training. All top prospects in the MLB will play against each other, just like the Futures game that happens over the All-Star break. Regardless, I can't wait for the MLB season to start. Next with business is... with Super Bowl is Nash.
This weekend is the 58th Super Bowl, and for the first time, it is being played in Las Vegas. Patrick Mahomes versus Brock Purdy, or as many people like to call it, Taylor Swift versus Anna Fry in a rematch of Super Bowl 54, where the Chiefs got the best of the 49ers, beating them 31-20. However, this year, they are back with vengeance. The Chiefs will be facing a ton of distractions, as the first was already announced yesterday. Taylor Swift announced that she will be dropping an album soon. Also, Pat Mahomes Sr. was yet again arrested on a DWI charge. And of course, Jackson Mahomes will be doing his thing and TikToking on the sideline with Patrick's loud wife. 49ers do not have any distractions, as they are there for business. Brock Purdy has been one of the most controversial players in the NFL this year due to people calling him a system quarterback, and this is the game to prove that he is among the best. Like I said earlier, we will see the Chiefs and the Niners battle it out for a chance at the Lombardi Trophy. Now with entertainment is Owen.
Last night, the Grammys took place in the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles, California. Many awards were given out last night to many different artists. The Best Album of the Year award went to Taylor Swift's Midnight. During her speech, she revealed that she was dropping her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, dropping on April 19th. The Best Rap Album was given to Killer Mike's album, Michael. Later on in the night, Killer Mike got into a physical altercation with someone in the Crypto.com Arena and was arrested on a misdemeanor battery charge. Back to the album of the year, many believe that Travis Scott's Utopia should have won. Many movies are also expected to come out this year, like The Kung Fu Panda. The return of The Kung Fu Panda is much anticipated because the last Kung Fu Panda was released 7 years ago. Another highly anticipated movie coming out on February 14th was One Love, Bob Marley's Life. It shows the complicated life of famous reggae singer Bob Marley. Next, we're with weather with Jake Wilbur.
This puts about 94% of the state's population at life-threatening risk. The National Weather Service issued a rare hurricane wind risk warning for this time of year, as wind climbs up to 92 miles an hour. Meteorologists expect the storm to head south and pound San Diego and Orange County in the coming hours. Governor Gavin Newsom issued a statement today where he declared a state of emergency. As he said, all systems are going for one of the most dramatic weather days in recent memory. Staten Island groundhog Chuck did not see a shadow this weekend, which means spring will come earlier this year. Chuck has been on the money as his accuracy rate is at a whopping 80%. Today, you can expect sunny skies with a high of 42 degrees and a low of 29 degrees. Wind speed is at a calm 7 miles an hour, and you can expect no precipitation today. So it's a great day to go outside and walk your dog. Now on to offbeat news with Jaffe.
Thanks, Jake. Today in offbeat news, a dog was rescued from a shipping container in Texas port after being trapped there for at least 8 days. A group of Coast Guard inspectors were randomly inspecting containers at the port when they came across one barking dog inside. Quote, when they lowered the container and opened the dog, a dog popped out. U.S. Coast Guard Heartland said in a Facebook post, luckily it was safe before it was too late. In other news, a raccoon in downtown Toronto knocks out power for thousands. About 7,000 downtown customers lost power for over 2 hours Thursday night, according to a post published by Hydro One on social media. Crews later determined that a raccoon made contact with our equipment in a downtown Toronto station. Elsewhere, a pigeon was freed in India after being cleared of spying for China. The pigeon was discovered in May with two rings bearing Chinese characters on its legs. On one of the rings turned out to be a microchip. The pigeon was taken to custody by the Mumbai police. Now, thank you. Back to Danny.
Thank you for listening to our first newscast. I wish all you guys have a great day.